And if you're planning a spring break driving trip, you've probably already figured out that you can buy a gallon of gas for less than a buck and a half in Tucson, Arizona, for example. Not much higher, even in places like Washington, D.C. That's because in the past few months, the price of crude oil has fallen to 13-year lows of $30 a barrel. Even though the price increased a bit yesterday, it's still quite low. But it turns out that cheap oil isn't a boon for everyone, and the consequences are rippling across the country. We're looking at this on a couple of different fronts, and we'll start with NPR's Greg Myrie.
This U.S. oil surge has been remarkable, from 5 million to nearly 10 million barrels a day in less than a decade. Benefits were supposed to flow as freely as the oil. First, the U.S. would get a big economic boost. Second, the U.S. could reduce its Middle East footprint. And third, the U.S. would move toward energy independence. In short, America would worry a lot less about oil. But wait.
Oil has become more important to the U.S. economy because of this almost doubling of U.S. oil production.
That's Daniel Yergin. He's one of the country's most prominent oil analysts. America used to worry about high prices. Now he says the U.S. has to worry about low prices as oil workers lose jobs and companies go bankrupt.
You have people working in industries all across the United States that are, in effect, part of the supply chains. So when the oil price goes down and companies cut spending, this reverberates in Illinois, Ohio, and many other states.
So what's the overall impact of cheap oil? Yergin describes it as a teeter-totter. Some gains here, some losses there, but pretty neutral overall. Let's look at prediction number two, energy independence. The U.S. now imports much less oil, but that really hasn't set America free. All this new American oil contributes to the worldwide glut that's pushed down prices to $30 a barrel. And at that level, many American shale oil producers are now losing money.
Someone has to cry uncle. The conventional wisdom is that it's American shale oil producers will be the ones, and they are in trouble.
That's oil analyst Steve Levine. He writes for Quartz and teaches at Georgetown University. Every day, world oil production exceeds demand by more than 1 million barrels. Many countries are running low on places to store the excess. In the U.S., that place is Cushing, Oklahoma, home of huge and rapidly filling storage tanks.
500 million barrels of oil is in storage around the world. That's the largest volume since the Great Depression.
Which could lead to lower prices than anyone imagined.
When storage runs out, that's when you're going to have oil drop below $20 a barrel.
How about prediction number three? More U.S. oil equals less U.S. involvement in the Middle East. Nice idea, but here's the catch. Cheap oil can destabilize Middle Eastern countries that depend so heavily on the revenue. Consider Iraq. It's desperately short of the cash it needs to fight the Islamic State and pay millions of government workers. Levine says many governments could face
great instability because they can't make the payments that they need to make to stay in power.
And the U.S. remains bogged down in the region despite President Obama's desire to pull back. We're hearing far fewer predictions these days. Low gas prices do look likely to stick around. But no one is forecasting the big benefits they once were.
That was NPR's Greg Myrie.